This is CPR News. I'm Nathan Fernando Frescas. Attendance was down for the opening weekend at the Colorado State Fair in Pueblo by about 12% from last year. KRCC's Shauna Lewis has more.
More than 110,000 people attended the first 3 days of the fair, despite heat and rain. But State Fair General Manager Andrea Wiesenmeyer says ticketed concerts and rodeo numbers are going well.
That all went off without a hitch, and everybody that we've talked to has had a really great time. Feedback on that end has been really good. We're just all a little soggy.
Wiesenmeyer says they're hoping for better weather this weekend. Still to come are more concerts, rodeos, and the Fiesta Day celebration of Hispanic culture, which is typically one of the busiest days at the fair. All the carnival rides, livestock shows, food booths, and more run through Labor Day. Shauna Lewis, KRCC News.
Englewood satellite telecommunications company EchoStar is selling its wireless licenses to AT&T in a $23 billion deal. The licenses cover virtually every U.S. market, AT&T said in a statement announcing the deal. AT&T will be the primary network partner that will enable EchoStar to provide wireless service under the Boost Mobile brand. EchoStar stock surged when the news broke. Scattered showers and storms possible again this evening and tomorrow across the state, but the flow of monsoon moisture exits Colorado around Sunday with a seasonal and sunny Labor Day in the forecast. In Denver tonight, showers and storms are possible with a low around 59. In Vail, 55 degrees with a slight chance for showers. And in Grand Junction, mostly cloudy tonight and 63. This is CPR News.